up soon, baby. Tell me, are you down? You mean something that'll try to break the sun, but we know now.
Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. There are a lot of big names throughout music history who grew up in this part of the world, from Les Paul to Liberace to Steve Miller to Danny Gokey.
And yes, we are a little sheepish including his name in that list, but there are some who think another musician from Milwaukee will be known well outside the Brew City. Kellen Abstin is a hip-hop artist and rapper who performs under the name Classic. He grew up in Milwaukee and attended school here, and in the 3 years since his first full-length album was released, he's become a rising star on a number of artists-to-watch lists.
Writer Kevin Miller profiles him in the August issue of Milwaukee Magazine, and he's in the studio with us now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You recently wrote up an article on the Milwaukee hip-hop artist Classic. What is it about him that has caught yours and the city's attention? What unique qualities is he bringing to the table in the musical world of hip-hop and R&B?
Well, I think Classic is such an interesting rapper and musician because he is sort of a musical chameleon when it comes to hip-hop. He's trained in a jazz background. He's a saxophonist, and he produces all of his own backing tracks, which is interesting. So the songs that he comes up with are unique, and you never really know where he's going in a song because he has this musical breath that not a lot of people have in the hip-hop scene.
What kind of early musical influence did he have growing up that influenced his style today?
Yeah, well, he's really been into music for his entire life. He's not like some guy who, you know, got into high school and wanted to pick up the guitar, start a band. He told me when he was 5 years old, he was really into Parliament Funkadelic. And he remembers seeing like a big double bass someone was playing and telling his parents, "I want to play that." Which is funny because there's no way that a five-year-old could even get up and play that. So he started playing saxophone around 11 years old, and he took pretty intense lessons. He learned from a local sax legend called Berkeley Fudge and played in high school bands, and then didn't actually end up releasing music until about 2012, which was seen pretty late, but he came on as like kind of this fully realized hip-hop artist instead of coming up with half-realized demos and everything. So it was really a surprise to see when he came out.
So was that a conscious choice that he made? And had he been working on his tracks and his EPs in that whole time and said, "I only want to release this when it's ready to go"?
Yeah, of course. And it's the smart move, too. So he had been producing his own music since he was about in eighth grade.
So with his diverse musical background, there's a lot of things that kind of leak into his songs that he has today. But what is the process for him in writing and composing all of these songs?
Well, that's actually a really interesting thing about Classic is that he writes all of his songs and records all of his songs in his house. And he starts by using just piano, and he'll like play like a piano part and like kind of work from there. And once he has a song developed, he'll come up with the lyrics sort of on the fly. And he mentions in some of his songs that his contemporaries have notebooks full of lyrics. And the interesting thing about Classic is that normally he doesn't even write down his lyrics. They kind of just come to him, he records it, and then it's there. The only time he ever has to write down the lyrics is if they're sending the song for licensing.
So his memory is just that spot on, that
yeah.
All he needs to do is line the lyrics up with the music he makes with them, and it's done.
Yeah, I wish I had that memory.
Right. So to demonstrate kind of Classic's versatility in his music, you picked out two particular songs that exemplify some of his distinct styles. First off, let's have a listen to The Secret featuring Bone Lang.
Say this sound like some new. It's gotta be that cool. I don't want nothing new. If it ain't got that cool, I'm about to take these young players to school. This is that new, that cool, that way. Before I even knew what hip-hop was, I was infinity and beyond, light years ahead with no buzz. That I was listening to Parker, Coltrane, Cannonball, and Johnny Hodges, the founding fathers of this revolution. I'm now part of
The party started once the Caesar bought it. Shouts to Moses. We're about to flood the streets for weeks and we can't all be Noah.
So what is it about this song that stands out to you?
I love this song because it really shows off Classics jazz trading, you know, with that bass that opens and continues throughout the song. And I love that he talks about how he feels like a torchbearer to these big, like, jazz legends like Charlie Parker, John Coltrane, Cannonball Adderley, and Johnny Hodges. I think that, like, really sets up, like, what he wants to be and how, like, what kind of musician he wants to be. And also he adds in a Family Matters reference near the end, which I don't know. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Secondly, he also chose a track, Where Do We Go, featuring Be Free. Let's have a listen real quick.
Searching for someone to depend on, yeah. In a world that's for the low, that's for sure, man. I wanna be the one that told you so, but you need to let it go. Whatever it is, whatever it is. A bunch of broken hearts in the friend zone, yeah. But you're the one that I've been hoping for, and that's for sure, man. I wanna be the one that holds you close, letting go, whatever it is, whatever it is.
And what is it about Where Do We Go that appeals to you as well?
The song is like such a whirlwind. Like I feel dizzy kind of listening to it. And I picked the song too because it seems like the last song was very jazz influenced and this one is kind of all over the board. There's just like so much going on and everything feels like perfectly arranged. You really get a touch of how Classic is as a composer and it kind of like keeps you on your toes.
Now, even though these have featuring artists accompanying him in this, with his songwriting process, it seems it's very solo, individual, that he's working this music out. He's doing this. Did he discuss with you any potential or any desire to work with other people in a bigger capacity?
He does produce like a lot of his own tracks that are available on his website, iamclassic.com, and they're available for people to buy and like wrap their own lyrics over it. So there's that. But he also, like working in Group of the Altos, which is like a 16-member ensemble, I feel like he's not the leader of that band. He's just kind of a moving part. There are opportunities where he can come up and say, like, I want to build this song, or I want us to build this song together. And there's one in particular off of their album that came out this year that he played a big part in.
Classic is growing in popularity in Milwaukee. His first full-length album was out in 2012. And as you mentioned, he only releases fully produced version, and his latest is The Seasons. And in this one, I notice he always pays homage to Milwaukee, his hometown. And his recent video, High Class, features many recognizable destinations, you know, such as driving along Lake Drive, a party at Bradford Beach, and ending the night at Leon's. How does Milwaukee influence his work?
I think it's a big deal for Classic, and I think it's a big deal for everyone in the hip-hop scene in Milwaukee right now. You know, there aren't many, like, major artists that are known outside of Milwaukee from here. I think there's a big community, and being from Milwaukee is not seen as a weakness, it's seen as a strength. And there are a lot of people that want to obviously bigger other places, but they want to be big together. I think that's an important part about Milwaukee's hip-hop scene.
And it seems to me that kind of translates to his own personality and his own view of his work and professionalism. Because you mentioned in your write-up that he has a certain type of meekness, or I'd rather say humbleness, that he is always looking to improve. How does his humbleness translate into his work or his work ethic, always seeking to learn more things and to do better and to make better tracks?
Yeah, I think it's an awesome philosophy to have, to feel like you're not good enough and you see the strengths in other people around you and say, they're doing things great. I want to be as great as them, but I'm going to do them in my way. In the piece that I wrote, I reference him as kind of like a utility hitter in baseball. He can like move around the field, play like all these different positions and play them very well, which is incredibly important. I think that philosophy of just never thinking that you're the best at something has really helped him become a better musician and performer.
So in this modern era of promoting and music and self-made artists trying to reach out and make a name for themselves, a lot of that includes their own marketing strategy and getting the word out online, either through EPs or other creative aspects. What is Classic doing that is getting him ahead of all the other artists in the area?
Well, I think he has a specific strategy. You saw it in the lead up to this album. He came out with 4 EPs. The album's called Seasons, and he came out with an EP in January called Winter. And then the next month there was one called Spring, and then the summer, and then finally, and then fall.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how the seasons work. Okay.
I believe so. Well, not in Wisconsin usually.
Yeah. So you are constantly hearing about him. Almost every month he would come out with 3 new songs. So there's a definite strategy behind him, or that he has. He really thinks these things through before coming out with an album.
And do you think this puts him in an advantageous position compared to other local artists, either in Milwaukee or in the Midwest in general?
Yeah, for someone as seasoned as Classic, and you know when you listen to a Classic EP that you're going to hear the very best, it works for him. Some other musicians might work better, you know, dropping like a really gritty mixtape or, you know, like a 4-song demo EP. But I think for Classic, just being the well-produced, the sound quality always being the best, I think it was a very good strategy for him.
So we've gotten a little sampling of what his music is like and the range that he has. But what are some key things that you want listeners to know and look forward to in an artist such as Classic?
He's a wonderful performer, first and foremost. He takes pride in his live shows. So if you've never seen him before, I would go check out and see him live. And just the dedication it takes to write these compositions that are so heavily arranged, I think should be praised. And just bringing in all of his musical backgrounds, you know, the jazz from growing up, you know, the hip hop from later in life, and just like working with other bands in Milwaukee, like Group of the Altos, that kind of influence comes into his music too. So you're just really seeing a wide ranging artist. He's unlike anything we have in Milwaukee.
Well, it sounds like a lot of people have some listening to do. Thanks for coming in today.
Yep, thank you for having me.
Kevin Miller's article on Milwaukee hip-hop musician Classic is in the August issue. You'll find a link to more about him at WUWM.com.
Registration to the whackness, I have no relation. Wanna see hope is an demonstration. I'ma be dope, play me on your station. Patiently waiting for my chance to rock the nation. On a Star Trek, just to rock the space station. Pressing all these square buttons, call it PlayStation. Take away the hate and try.